Welcome to Cat's Cast, a bi-weekly podcast delivering interviews, arts, culture, and history from New York's Catskill Mountains. In this episode, we visit Platte Clove, a steep valley between Tannersville and West Saugerties. A portion of Platte Clove Road is open seasonally, mid-April through October. John Farrell and Paul Dibble have deep roots in this clove.
I'm John Farrell. I lived here my whole life. I'm the superintendent of the highways right now of the town of Hunter. I take care of the roads all over the mountaintop from Platte Clove to Lanesville to Silver Hollow, the ways the towns were laid out years ago. We plow and all winter long, you have the snows, and then during the summer we maintain the roads, blacktop, keep the roads up to snuff. A lot of stuff back in the old days was laid up rock or logs. And they rot and they fall down every 20, 30 years and you do it over again. So we're trying to make stuff more permanent now. And hopefully the next generation doesn't have to keep rebuilding, rebuilding, rebuilding.
I'm Paul Dibble and I'm the superintendent of the Elka Park Association. And we are in the Elka Park Clubhouse. I'm responsible for the buildings and grounds and such like that. In the late 1880s, a group of German industrialists from Manhattan and the greater metropolitan New York area got together and purchased this land that we're on. There's about 1,100 acres, and built a group of summer homes. They were originally set up to be summer homes, and over the years, and especially in the past 20 years or so, their usage has begun to be year-round. People are taking them, winterizing them, and taking advantage of all the activities and things that happen up in the mountains here in the wintertime also. The common bond amongst the founders was a choral society in Manhattan called the Lederkranz Club. It still exists today, and they took the L and the K, in German is K, and took that, put them together for Elka Park, having nothing to do with elks, as many people think.
I live down in right in Platte Clove itself, about 5 miles from here. Our family got here about 1790. They came in through New Orleans, went up the Mississippi, and came back down to Manhattan, where they won a land lottery. From there, came up to here, to the mountains, and they got here about 1810, over in deeper Platte Clove, and they lived here ever since. It's a hard place to live. They always say it's 1 inch from heaven and 1 inch from hell, this place, and it's about the same all the way around. And they worked in the logging camps that were here, the quarries on each one of the mountains. At one time, the mountains were all like a town almost. There were so many things going on. You can see right across this whole valley, almost 150 years ago, there was no trees. That was all your fuel and firewood. Platte Clove Mountain Road originally was down below where the one is now. In the 1880s and 90s, it was a giant business, a bluestone quarry business. And on that mountain, you had them coming up from Saugerties and going this way. And they had these quarries up and down these mountains. You can see the roads where they went up. They slowly connected the roads at the quarries and moved it up to a higher elevation where it is today. And a lot of it, you can see going down, it's all slag piles from the quarries. Nowadays, it would have never happened because they went up on these mountains and destroyed everything. You went in there, it was big crews, all done by hand, and they chiseled these rocks out, and they took big formations off the mountain and brought them right out and skidded the rocks out. And it was a big business, mainly towards the front of the mountains, up Platte Clove Mountain in that area. Codfish Point was a giant quarry. Around the front, there was giant quarries. Each one had their own names. You had Dibble Quarry on one side, which was a relation of his somewhere. They were engineers at the time. Mud Quarry, California Quarry. If you go to Saugerties, all the streets down there are bluestone. And down in the city, there's tons of it. We had two train stations in town at one time. And when the weather broke, you started bringing the rocks, the wood, everything you made all winter out to these train stations, and they hauled it out of here on the train. So that was the biggest way to get rid of it. And then from there, they went into the boarding house business, a lot of them did, because the boarding houses all needed food. You needed cows, you needed sheep, and everything. That's what they all did with them. You go to these old foundations way up in the woods when we were kids, they used to use metal detectors, and you always find sheep bells and goat bells. I didn't know what they were. My father, oh, yeah, everybody had sheep because you could butcher one on a Friday night and have it done by the weekend. He ate the whole thing. That makes sense. And ox shoes, you find all the ox shoes.
Down at the Dibbles Dam, my grandfather used to tell about they used oxen for dragging the logs down to the sawmill down on the dam. And that was real common with them, too.
The water power one.
Yeah, yeah, the water-powered mill that was down on that dam there. And the oxen apparently were smart enough that they could actually hook a couple of logs up to it and just send them down. And they would go down by themselves and could be unhitched and go back up.
See, one of the original advertisements from why they came up to this area, unlimited water power. You go up and down to Schoharie, you find all these foundations. There were grist mills, sawmills, everything was water power turned. And you can used to find grist stones where they ground the wheat, buckwheat and things was a big thing here. And that died out fairly fast because once you got into steam engines, you didn't have to use that no more. But the foundations, most of them are there up like in the 70s and 80s. Some of the big floods took a lot of them out, but you still find them here and there along the streams. There's all kinds of weird stuff on the streams. But it was hard up here because it was so hard to make a living. There's no fields. There were nothing. It was all hardcore wilderness to start with. Went through the boarding houses. Then you went through the depression where there was nothing. And then you had the ski slope build up, which was a real big business. Then that died back down again. Then you had the bar business, which was big, and that all died down. Back in the 70s, you went from Haynes Falls to Hunter. There was 80 licensed bars.
There were more bars per capita than there were capitas.
This episode is sponsored by Mama's Boy Burgers. Every Mama's Boy Burger is made from local, humanely raised, grass-fed beef right here on the mountaintop. Stop in for a burger, fries, and a milkshake, or for a cone of creamy frozen custard. Mama's Boy Burgers is located at the only traffic light in Tannersville, open daily at 11:30. Great food in the great outdoors. Mama's Boy.
We've got two seasonal roads in the town of Hunter, Platte Clove Mountain and the Roaring Kill. And they just close up for the winter months. It's seasonal use road, no maintenance on them. The local people all know, well, it snowed, I'm not going over there. GPS, they went right down it. Now we got to close them off physically. Otherwise, people get hurt and they're just dangerous. Platte Clove Mountains, no guardrails. And someone said, plow it. I said, no. You get ice on that road, it would be a nightmare.
In fair weather months, the seasonal road offers stunning views and a hair-raising drive, so use caution. The parking areas leading up to it provide access to a number of hiking trails.
You can't beat the place. When you come here, I know people hike it every year and they find stuff different every time. Even the state trails are well laid out. When we put the Roaring Kill parking lot in, that was the first trails New York State put back in like 45 years. They hooked that one up. It goes through the Dibble Quarry. It's a beautiful quarry. It's all laid out nice. And now we actually have some places to park. So it's well worth a day trip or a two-day trip. There's quite a few spots just to go around nice and easy. And you can stop and have a picnic by the parking areas they made over on, you mentioned Huckleberry Point. That's a gorgeous spot. And when you go in Predator Road, that parking lot alone is nice. And that's a long hike up in there, too. That brings you around to Echo Lake, which is a gorgeous spot up in there, too.
If you're going to make the loop, it probably shouldn't go without saying that going down the Platte Clove Mountain Road is not for the faint of heart.
No, you don't park on the road. Park in the parking lot. Yeah, right now, yeah, park in the parking lot. Get there early, and that way you get a good day in on the whole thing.
And as far as my favorite thing to do when I'm not working, which I seem to be working a lot. But anyhow, I just like to go ahead, get on the motorcycle and go for a ride. Out toward Windham and Prattsville, there's a county road, Route 10, that goes up out of Prattsville and east and then down into the Durham Valley. It's just a spectacular ride any time of year. And if you happen to be up here during leaf season, you know, in the fall, it's just gorgeous. And that's my recreation. That's my relaxation, is just get out and go for a motorcycle ride.
I have a wood lot, and I like to go up there and just tinker on it and, you know, cut and do things and work up and down through the woods. Just relaxes you.
Audio production by Silver Hollow Audio with the support of the Mountain Cloves Scenic Byway. For maps, more information, or a CD copy of this tour, please go to mountaincloversbyway.com. That's mtnclovesbyway.com. Thanks also to our sponsor, the Central Catskills Chamber of Commerce, providing services to businesses, community organizations, and local governments in the Central Catskills region. Follow the Central Catskills Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and sign up for a weekly email of local events at centralcatskills.com. CatsCast is a production of Silver Hollow Audio. Please don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. I'm Brett Barry. Thanks for listening.